Bombshell is the musical is the life of Marilyn Monroe from when she was a girl, a young girl, say 8 or 9 years old, to the very end.
And so even beyond.
Even beyond, I guess. So it's a huge scope of a story from that covers many, many years in Hollywood and New York and movies and men and success and all those good things that go into storytelling.
And it was Scott's idea to make this musical about Marilyn Monroe because he knew that, like, most people on Earth already know the basic story or the imagery, and her life story literally has every dramatic device that Euripides or Shakespeare ever used. I mean,
writing a Broadway musical, the storytelling is the thing that first draws you to it, the characters and the story. And in the case of Bombshell, Marilyn is such a captivating character to write for.
We realized very early on that our job was to not just write a musical about Marilyn Monroe, but to write a musical about the characters on Smash. And we were lucky that Marilyn's story, because it's so varied, we were able to mirror the stories of the characters on Smash a lot. So a lot of the lyrics of the songs are very carefully worded so that they also are talking about the relationships of the characters on Smash.
In Marilyn's story, tons and tons of research. I mean, there's already over 1,000 books that were written about her. So I just absorbed all of that. And then...
And I just went to Wikipedia.
He would just do YouTube.
We always really used true moments from Marilyn's life. So season two was a challenge for us to think of what else there was in Marilyn's story.
So we had to musicalize other characters in the life of Marilyn. One of them was her mother, Gladys, who, when she was very young, would take Norma Jean to Grauman's Chinese Theater and literally drop her off there, and then she would go to work. She would be, you know, watch two movies there and look at all the feet in the cement at the time. And so we thought, oh, that's kind of a great song about Hollywood in the 30s and stardom and Grauman's as a babysitting nursery tool. So it all sounds very cruel now, doesn't it, that you would never drop a 9-year-old off on Hollywood Boulevard at the movies.
Part of
very
what,
innocent back then.
That's why Marilyn ended up, you know, a little unhappy. But this is a nice moment that we were able to write kind of a traditional Broadway upbeat song.
The song is called At Your Feet.
The lyrics are about most normal people, they just wish on the stars in the sky, but we're special when we come here and the stars that we're wishing for are right at our feet.
Some folks wish on stars above. They want money, fame, and love. We like our stars more concrete, so the stars that we're wishing on are at your feet.
The song that opens the season is called Cut, Print, Moving On. We created a moment where Marilyn is saying goodbye to the cast and crew of a movie when it wraps, which also in theater is a moment where, you know, you realize these people who you've been with 24 hours a day shared everything you can imagine sharing, and then suddenly it's over. It's like, really? We're all gonna say goodbye right now? So we wrote a song about that. So as we see Marilyn sing it, we also see the characters of Smash leaving the theater, saying goodbye, going home to New York to their lives after the experience they've had.
And starting the trip to Broadway from Boston, so it's a obviously where we left off last year.
I plan to run so much more than a sprint. What's next? Well, I can't even give you a hint. But boys, that's a wrap, so cut, print, moving on and on.
We wrote another song this year called They Just Keep Moving the Line, which is actually, Marilyn did an interview towards the end of her life where she kept saying, no matter how successful you get at something, when you finally get there, you have to start all over again the next day. In other words, they just keep moving the line after you've crossed it.
Just give me some direction, 'cause they just keep moving the line. Connection, but they just keep moving the line.
We have Marilyn visiting her mother at a sanitarium. supermarket, whatever. Marilyn's mother was mentally, she was crazy. So we wrote this song as if Marilyn is visiting her mom and her mom is kind of racked with guilt over how she raised Marilyn. Marilyn's mom sings to her, if our life was a movie, this is how I'd re-edit it.
If our lives were a movie, I'd know what to do. I'd write every scene with my heart. An RKO picture that stars me and you. And this time I'd learn my part.
Let's Start Tomorrow Tonight is another moment where we're like, what can we possibly write that we haven't? Oh my God. But they asked us to write a kind of Rat Packy song. And so we kind of.
Like Nat King Cole.
Yeah, after agonizing, we realized, okay, Nat King Cole, Sammy Davis Jr. both appear at a lot of JFK rallies. And also were friends with, you know, Sinatra and Bing Crosby and would have partied with him down in Palm Springs, which is when Marilyn met JFK. So we put that all together and we wrote a song that both, okay, the parallels in this one, it's like Nat King Cole singing a song to rally the Democrats to get the vote out for Kennedy, but it's also a song for Sam to sing to Tom, saying, let's start something tonight.
So we need a blackboard, don't we?
It's like calculus, all this.
Can't you feel, baby, we're in the chips? Tomorrow's our lucky day. I can feel gold at our fingertips. We'll prosper if we parlay. No time for sadness and sorrow. Together we'll fight that fight. Yes, only not on tomorrow. So let's start tomorrow tonight.
We wanted to write a song.
Oh, we didn't want it.
What? Our little secret, we wanted to write a song for a Kennedy character because it's an important plot point in Marilyn's life. And it's kind of a bossa nova, a sexy dance between the two of them.
Every president has one, a pleasure that's strictly taboo. It's our little secret, just us two.
We wrote another song for Marilyn called Public Relations. You know, obviously she's had a lot of relations, most of them public.
And we got to take a moment from Marilyn's, something that would have happened in Marilyn's
life. I am glad you crave my best conjugations. Yes, public relations is my favorite sound. Cause when I'm alone, I can pick up the phone. Cause the Fourth Estate is always around.
It's so hard to put Bombshell on Broadway because there's Marilyn is in almost every number that by the end of it, the actress playing Marilyn would literally not would
she
die.
She would die in the bed with Marilyn. On the one hand, we try to write the songs for Bombshell purely as we would if it was a Broadway show,
right,
and really stay pure
to that.
The
process doesn't change from one media to the other. We write as if we're writing for the stage or for the screen. It doesn't change the process of how we write a song at all.
I mean, the difference is, as we've mentioned before, is that we are writing not only for Marilyn's story, but for Smash's story. So that is why Bombshell, the musical, could or maybe could not exist on its own. But, you know, on the other hand, last night I was looking over the lyrics for the liner notes on the CD. Couldn't believe the amount of songs and the amount of lyrics. It's a lot of work. It was done under a lot of pressure. And I do think we pulled something off.